Welcome back to the Saturday Morning Coaches Show. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports, and in the studio with us is Carly Wager. Carly's the head coach of the state champions, Lacapra Valley Dawson Boys Shadows. Welcome, Carly.
Thank you, Paul.
Isn't that sounding nice when I say state champions?
It is, yes. And we can't forget Aaliyah Schomer. She's the Jazz head coach. Yep, and I assist her with that. So.
Yep. Well, congratulations. What a weekend last weekend for you guys.
Thank you. Yes, it's always a fun one. And then it's even more fun when we can come home with a little hardware around our neck.
That's right. The big hardware, state champion in Jazz. Yeah, you know, every time I see you at Target Center or any of the girls, everyone just seems so happy. Everybody's got smiles on their face. It's just a great atmosphere at Target Center, isn't it?
It is, yes. By that point, you know, there's nothing more you can do with your routine. The girls feel good about it. They've been doing it for 4 months, you know. So at that point, we just tell them, enjoy the experience. So.
That's right. All right. Well, tell our listeners, well, most of the people know how you did, but just a great send-off by both schools.
Yes. Yep. That's always fun. We start off our trip to state with a send-off, and each school had their boys do a dance as well, too. So it's always fun to see the boys remake our dance, and the girls worked hard on that with them, too. So
so who did it better, Lacapra boys or Dawson Boyd boys?
Oh, I don't know if I can say. They both were great. Yep. So they both added their own little flair.
Fun. Yeah, it's a great send-off that they do.
Yeah.
And Kranz makes the big sign on Lacapra Valley.
Yeah, we look forward to that every year, too, and take a picture of that. And the girls get to go to the cities in style on a coach bus, so that's pretty fun.
Yeah, take us through the routine on that day. When you get to the cities, where do you go? Do you eat supper together and motel check-in?
Yes, yep. So we check into our hotel, and they usually get a little bit of time to practice their Radisson Olympic skits. And so for those that don't know what that is, they are grouped with their hotel room. So there's four of them. And then they create these skits, and they're just so funny. Each room gets to perform their skit to us coaches, and then we choose the winner, and then the winner gets to perform it to the rest of the team. And so it's just so funny to see all the different ideas they come up with. So yeah.
That is a rich tradition for
it
the Shadows,
yes.
The Radisson Olympics.
Yep, that started when Lisa was going, and the hotel itself was called Radisson. Yeah. It's called Royal Sonesta Toot now, but it doesn't have the same ring. So,
when you were a Shadow back in the day, did you do Radisson
we
Olympics?
We did not, no, but I was a JV coach for one of the years that they did it.
They did,
so.
Okay.
Yeah.
So who won the Radisson Olympics this year?
Yeah, so it was Molly Halverson's group.
Yeah.
So
yeah, they told me that. Yeah.
Yes, so Molly Halverson, Chloe Kranz, who else was in that group? Aaliyah.
What did they do?
Bayless.
What was their skit?
They did, and Macy Zarbuck, she was the bus driver. And so
Macy.
It was Bryn Gleggy. Yep. Right. So there was five of them in that one. And so they went, Macy was driving them to state, but they made a little detour down to Kansas. And so they made all these little different stops. They stopped at a K-pop Demon Hunters concert. So Macy was up there singing a K-pop song. They went to a cattle auction, and the girls were pretending to be cows. It was just so funny. And then eventually they made it to state, and then they woke up like that was all a dream, like they all had the same dream. And then they added some fun sound effects from our practice in there too, of just different things, and so a lot of just little inside jokes that makes it even funnier. So
right. Good.
Yeah,
it's
it was
a lot of
good.
Fun.
It is, yes.
It's good bonding time too.
It is, yes, yeah. And then we always go to the Italian restaurant Buca, so get loaded up on carbs that night too. So yeah.
Good. So that's the routine on Thursday night.
Yes.
And then you got an early wake-up call on Friday, don't you?
Yep, we left our hotel about 7:10 on Friday morning for Jazz. We had our mark time pretty early. The kick girls come later on that day and just are there to support the girls in Jazz. And right. So Yeah.
So Friday was jazz. All right. Tell us about it.
Yeah. Going into it, the girls were super excited. You could tell they were a little nervous after the prelims performance. We always like to say, you know, that's the time to get your nerves out and just come back. Hopefully, if you make it to finals, come back with an even stronger performance. And that's exactly what they did. So we are beyond proud of the work that they put in all season, but just especially in the last 2 weeks. It's just like something was lit under them, and they were all of a sudden just nailing their turns at practice, and everything just was kind of falling into place. So, good. Yeah.
So how much did you change the routine from the first day of practice till the state?
Yeah, it changed quite a bit. Okay. Yeah, we added some more just visual stuff in there, but yeah, it all paid off.
It paid off. Now, yes. Back-to-back state champions. What's it like when you're on the Target Center floor with all, in front of all those people in an NBA arena and you hear your name called as state champions? What's that like?
Yeah, it is just a very surreal feeling. Yeah, we knew we were in first place going into prelims, but it was very close.
Yep.
We were only beating them by a couple points, I believe. And so we knew it was going to be close going into finals. So we really didn't know what was going to happen. And so once they called our name, you're so happy.
Yeah. What's the theme again in the music on jazz?
Yep. So jazz was the song Eight by Sleeping at Last. And it was just a very inspirational, empowering contemporary jazz routine. So. Okay.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And who was on that team? Do you have the list there in front of you?
Yes. Okay. So our jazz champion.
And Aaliyah is the jazz coach then?
Yep. So she choreographed the jazz routine and she heads up the practice. And so my role is just to support her in that sense and just help her out at practice too if I see anything. So yeah, our jazz state champions are Aaliyah Bayless, Bryn Gleggy, Chloe Gleggy, Harper Grunholz, Molly Halverson, Aubrey Holm, Chloe Kranz, Kara Mameli, Bella Martinson, Paisley Martinson, Shayla Meyer, Micaiah Poost, and Julissa Ramos.
Okay. Hardworking girls.
They are. Yes. Sure. Yeah.
Yeah, that was great. Back-to-back state champions in jazz.
Yes.
So, can have a target on your back again next year.
Yeah, but it keeps, we talked about that
they
earlier.
Love the pressure.
Pressure's a privilege. Yeah. Yep, they love that. So.
What I like is celebrating with the girls as they come down the escalator, and the parents and all the fans are there. It's unlike any other state tournament I cover. It's just awesome.
Yes, that's one of our favorite parts too. It's just going down the escalator and seeing all of the fan support that came out, and they're just so happy for our team. So that was really awesome.
Do you have the final results there for jazz then?
I do. Okay. Yes. So we were first. Cathedral was second. And then we had so there was actually a tiebreaker used for
That's
that.
Right.
And so we were very nervous once they set a tie because it was not tied for prelims. It was close, but it was not tied. So the judges both scored us with 7 rank points, but we overall won with the total points. And so
A lot of people ask me, how do they break this tie?
Yes. Yeah.
So how did they do that?
So then they go by the total points. So we are scored on like skills, choreography, difficulty, execution, routine, effectiveness, and they score us on a scale from 1 to 10.
Okay.
So they tally up those total points, and then if one is higher than the other, then that's the tiebreaker. If those tie, then I believe they put the 2 lows and 1 high rank score back in, I believe, and then tally up the rank points that way. But don't quote me on that. That's very rare that happens.
Yeah, right.
Yes.
Okay, well, congratulations on being state champions in jazz.
Yes,
that was a fun
you.
Friday.
Yes, it was.
So let's talk about Saturday then. Very competitive.
Yes. Yep. So same thing Saturday. We woke up bright and early, headed to the Target Center for our mark time. The girls had a very strong mark time, so we were feeling good about that. Our prelim.
For our listeners, I don't know, what's mark time?
Yes. So that means that the girls go out on the floor. They run their routine. You get 5 minutes.
They're not in uniform or anything.
Nope, not in uniform. Yeah. They usually do like waist kicks, so it's not like a full out kind of thing, but just to like get a feel of the floor and the atmosphere and try to get their nerves out as well too. So yeah, we really appreciate having that time to work on. And
how much time do they give you?
We only get 5 minutes, and there's a timer, and they tell you when that time
you
is
run
up.
Run on the floor and you run off.
You run on and you run off. Yep. So yeah.
Okay. So how to go with High Kick then?
Yeah, our prelim performance. You could tell we were nervous again going out there too. We do have quite a bit of a young team, and so it was not our strongest. We knew we could do better if we made it to finals, and that's exactly what we did. We gave our best performance at finals, and that's all we asked for the girls. So
all right, and the results.
Yes, and so Cathedral was first. They had been our biggest competitor all season. We had not beat them at the other competitions.
That, I think you were in, what, 3 or 4 competitions during the season with
yes,
them.
Yes, during the season, yep. We saw them 3 other times. We had initially beat them in points, but they beat us in overall rank points, and so that's kind of what counts. So we knew going into state it was going to be close, and it was close.
It was
so
close.
We're very proud of that.
Okay.
Yep, they won with a rank of 6, and then we were second runner-ups with a rank of 8, and then Holding Forward was 3rd with a rank of 16, and then YME was a rank of 20.5, Crosby was a rank of 22, and then Wabasha was a rank of 28. And Wabasha actually had a very similar theme as us.
I didn't notice that.
Yes, yeah, theirs was a dream theme as well. Theirs was more nightmare. Ours kind of had darker. That sweet dream at the beginning and then turned to nightmare, so
Montevideo was in High Kick, weren't they?
Yes. Yep. They made it to state, but they did not make it onto finals. Okay. So
tell us who's on that roster for High Kick then.
Yes. And so our runner-ups for Kick were Aaliyah Bayless, Piper Dove, Bryn Gleggie, Chloe Gleggie, Harper Grunholz, Molly Halverson, Aubrey Holm, Kinley Kep, Bria Cosbob, Chloe Kranz, Tenley Kranz, Kara Mameli, Bella Martinson, Paisley Martinson, Shayla Meyer, Faith Meyer, Alexis Olson, Cameron Olson, Micaiah Poost, Julissa Ramos, Ella Stock, Lola Stone, Emma Stoltzberry, Sadie Zarbuck, and then our managers, Zoe Cruz and Macy Zarbuck.
All right. I interviewed Macy and Zoe in that state, and it was a great interview. They gave me a great interview.
Good.
I always like to know, what do managers do?
Yes.
They do a lot.
They do. Yeah, we appreciate them.
All right. Well, congratulations on a state runner-up. You're going to have to build more trophy cases.
I think,
for you guys.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was a great season. We want to thank our leaders and our leadership team for that as well, too. That consisted of Chloe Gleggie, Harper Grunholz, Molly Halverson, Bria Cosbob, Paisley Martinson, Shayla Meyer, Alexis Olson, Micaiah Poost, and Ella Stock. And they just kept the girls focused, kept practices fun, but we were able to work hard and kept the big goal in mind. And so we were really appreciative of our leadership team as well, too.
Good. I want to thank Dee Dee Schomer for helping me broadcast again. You know, she pointed out you have how many sets of sisters do you have on the Shadows?
There's quite a few between varsity and JV. I feel like I counted about 8.
Yeah, isn't that something?
Yes.
That's great.
Yeah, big family event, so that's fun.
Speaking of big family, you know what my highlight was? Watching you guys perform on the Target Center and looking at the end of the Target Center up there, and here's the whole Wager thing. About 50 Wager people up there. You have your own special space. That was awesome.
Yes, it was the Dolly crew and the Wager crew up there. And so we had tried to get into a suite, and they were all booked up. And this lady's like, well, I do this thing for concerts. We can try it out. And they had people asking them if there were famous people staying there. So it was fun. They really enjoyed it. And I loved being able to walk off and look up and see them rooting for us.
They were cheering for you.
Yeah, that was pretty neat.
Yeah, it's pretty neat when there's so many little kids. It's a good place to have little kids,
too.
They have a little space to run.
Yeah, that was perfect for them. So.
All right. Anything else, Carly?
Not that I can think of. Yeah.
Fun year again.
One season ends and the other already starts to begin.
That's right. You already started on the next year, I bet.
We're thinking of things for that. So, yes.
Let's talk about your seniors.
Yes.
That danced their last.
Yes, they did. So we have Molly Halverson, Bria Cosbob, Alexis Olson, Micaiah Poost, Ella Stock, and then our managers, Zoe Cruz and Macy Zarbuck.
Those girls put a lot of time in.
They did. Yeah. Yes. We are going to miss them dearly next year.
Right. And the in the shadow parents too.
Yes, yeah.
And grandparents.
Exactly. Yes.
What a crowd you had at Target Center, though.
Yeah, we really appreciate all the fan support near and far. We felt the love, you know, back home in our communities as well, yeah, too. So that's pretty neat.
And the banquet's tomorrow, Sunday?
Yes. Yeah, we'll have our banquet tomorrow. So check our social media pages for that.
Okay. Carly, thanks for coming in again.
Thank you so much,
and
Paul.
Let's do this next year, too.
Perfect. Okay. Sounds great. Thank you.
There you go. State champion, head coach Carly Wager from the Shadows. And we'll take a break. Come back with more of the Coach's Show after this.